That's in Gittin. Yud Kislev Hei Tov Shalom and Tess, December 10th, 1978, on Sunday.
So in other words, he had enemies who are trying to hurt him, and he was in a position, Maruki was in a position to be turned them over the mouth. Sirte Pikosov, Omarti Eshmer Odrochai Mechatein Yosheim, Eshmer Lipin Machsein, the Drosha Venegde, Aho Pisha Rosha Venegde, Eshmer Lipin Machsein. So in other words, so even as against the Roshe, so you're not allowed to turn him over the Malchus. Sholach leikom mitzarali tube, with the mitzim, I mean, they hurt me so much. It's impossible to bear the insuri that they caused me. So, sholach lei, deim vadishem v'yischir lei, deim vadishem v'hu yapilum v'cho chalolim chalolim. Hashkin v'harib aleyim v'samedresh, v'heim calling Malayim, Hadova Yotzer Pirav Lezer, who was new Livay, he was the Ahu Gamre, the first. So, Bikur. So, without Marukve turning over Gneve to Malchus, but he was a preeminent enemy. Now, the Posse, Gneva Dishem Vishrele. So the Pshutish of Mikhoi is, I mean, Rashi mentions two Pshotim. One Pshat in Deim is that means Kaveh. And Kaveh Radishem. Hope come to God. And then he says, Videinash. And Minachem, Yusaruk, Pirshu, the Deim is washing, being silent. Like Vayidim Haram. So, V'Yischilei, so again, Yischilei also, Rashi also says, V'Yischilei, the Pshutish of Mikro, or V'Yischilei is that you should hope, you should have confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Pshutish of Mikro. But the Rashi is, they, Dorish Deim Kmo Yidim Dumei Cham, twilight. So that means Hashkein v'harav aleihem. In other words, he should go to the Bisamedrash, Bisakneses in the morning and the evening and maybe they call him aleihem. So what does it mean, maybe they call him aleihem? So one shot means Hashkein v'harav aleihem, that he told him that he has a right to be mispalel l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should meet out retribution against me. The other pshat is not that he told him that it's all right to be mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should meet out retribution against me. I mean, that would involve quality. In other words, when you ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish a certain person who doesn't have, so that's not the ideal thing, even in regard to a person who doesn't so much have. So the other pshat is, in other words, that he shouldn't verbalize any prayers against Gnei, but he should go to the Bismedresh, the Isik Bateiro, and the Mele, the Rebbeinu Shalom, take care of all these problems. Alright, now, Rashi, Hoyim Bimalai, Lichare Poligad, Uviyodi Limei Schon, Kea Uviyodi Lahalshin Aleyem, ונגדי עם ריבני ומקניתם גנבי גנבי הוא יחל לקרוב he was the enemy of Maruk כולה שלשל של ברזר שניסנים שום המחדום ממלכוס להריד המחדום ממלכוס להריד now I mentioned last time what the Miri says so yes the cash So the Miri assumed that Gneve was himself a Mosek. I mean, the wrong that he kept on doing to Marutve consisted of Gneve constantly denouncing Marutve to the Malkus. He wasn't just an ordinary Roshi. He was a Roshi Gomo in Moser. So, and still, the Belezer told Marutve that he has no right to be Messiah the Moser. Now, Hamin Va Moslim is Meridin Le Maile. So he has the Kasha in Yeshayalimbo. While the Moser Bechola Meridinu, Vilomo Micha Biode, Virakan and Name Hazinon Bisebo Bekame, Bishamtel Nikuy the Hat, the Mora tells the end of Bekame, that someone tried to massacre a Jew. So Rakan killed him, Shamtel Nikuy. So if it is Mutter to kill him, Moser, why should it be Osir to be Meisah in the Malchus? Yesh mitarzim bei shekom shemichom okei tchilo roo laharbis olam bitfil. In other words, too, that in Moser you can kill. In other words, if there is no other, as a last resort, so in order to save the community from the Moser, so then you can even resort to this drastic measure. But you certainly, one is not allowed to be hasty in killing the Moser. And so here he advised him, try all other remedies. Try tefillah, and then maybe that will be effective. Because it's not mashma. In other words, so we see that many Rishani applied this Gemara to a Moser. The Gemara doesn't say Moser, Rashi doesn't say Moser. It was just insulting and abusing him and maligning Marukve, not Moser. But that's Rashi's sheet. But the Arbi Sheni, who understood this Gemara to apply to a Moser. So he says, and it's mashma that Rabbi Elazar told Marukve that under no circumstances he can inform. He can denounce Gneve to the Malchus. Under no circumstances. Not that he didn't say, be patient, try other remedies. Maybe you'll be helped. So, in other words, he told them in categorical terms that under no circumstances can he denounce Gneve to the Malchus. So, maybe that's. So, if he's in Moser, so under certain circumstances, if there is no other alternative, so then it should be Mutter. So he says, V'nilekei shari b'muchlet tumeichet yonei, v'ima shari mishtadil b'kulem shimro, v'lo mashikim neisei mosun b'kach, that he should be slow in doing it. V'yesh b'forshi, shari hoi lehi b'hamatzir, noi b'apsidim b'kulem b'hedi, אלו שמצערים איסים לבריהם ובעסוקו עד שאפשר שגרמו יהפסק ויהיו שום המצערים. So that's like Rashi's job. The Asamu say that Gneve was not in Moser. He was just maligning Marukve. He was just hurting Marukve. Not in Moser. So he rejects that. So he says, Vavzei Nira, שאפולו לא יאמר לעצמי הטר מכך מחמסה ברור מבזינס. So it's inconceivable that it should occur to the mind of Marukve that he should master a Jew just because that Jew maligns him. That's inconceivable. אלא שאיר עלי. So in other words, he says to me that Nero was a Moser. So the question is, Moser is not even the Maile. So why did he tell him in categorical terms that he cannot master it? It's more legal than I. Elo shehirali shal bimosah ha-gomo. Afal pi shehu bichlau meridin. Mikol mokei minei meisri meisri lemalos. Shinkei na hamos meisri nasu misures olo. Vichol minei misures michuorim ruchokim. Afu biderech nikomim. אלו שאין יחלים לחפתי ולרידי בשום מהקויס וחבור לסיס. So he says, even a Moser, so it was Osir. So he was Osir, and he was told in categorical terms that he cannot master. But there is a lot of Merino Maile. Now, In the Aloch of Medina Lebaili, there is a machlekes between Rambam and Tisves on one hand, and the Rach and the Rosh on the other. According to Rambam, so the Aloch of Medina Lebaili implies that even Harikim Yodayim is mutar in a certain circumstance. It doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that you are allowed to go out on the street and just and kill a Muslim must, but it means under certain circumstances. And as the Tisves as the Piskei Tisves in Abu Zore, you won't find it in the regular Shas because the censorship took it out. But if you have an old Shas that has not been subjected, you know, to the control of the censorship, so you'll find it. That Meridian Lemayel, the Piskei Tisves says, means that if there is a Tzira Hashor, so the Midgah Milseh, so we can apply drastic measures against minimum Muslim. What's the aloche of minimum Muslim? So when, I don't have the Cheshishka here, but when the Shulchan Aruch mentions the Siman Shin Peches, the aloche of minimum Muslim, Meridim Lemayim and the Bechaba Paskins, like the Rambam Tesis, Meridim Lemayim means even Yodai. The Ramor Paskins, like the Rach and the Rosh, that Meridim Lemayim means only Minias HaTzoleh. And what does it mean, Minias HaTzoleh? In other words, if there is a Sulam Bebeir, and so under certain circumstances, if there is a Tzir HaShor, he is allowed to take out the Sulam. That's Minias HaTzoleh. Not Gromi. Gromi is also a sin. Gromi is like Harikim Yadai. But this kind of Gromi, of Minias HaTzoleh, and the Miri in Abrizori is Mashma Pamizvoshim, that according to this Rishayim, we say that Meridim Lemayim only implies a heter of Minias HaTzoleh if there is a Sulam in the Bay Area, so only if the Sulam belongs to him. Only if it's his Sulam. So then he's taking away his Sulam. So it's not even a Gromer of Yitzchak, he's just taking away his Sulam. In other words, let's say, Shimon is a mean Muslim, and Reuben's letter happens to be in the Beit, and Shimon happens to be in that Beit. So Reuben, under certain circumstances, let's say Hashor is allowed, the Midah Milse is allowed to take away his own soul, not if it's not his soul, because then it's mamish gomer of Yitzchak. And Gomer of Mitzicha comes within the lab of the Ziyotzach. There is a Ptur of Mrs. Bez, but it comes within the lab of the Ziyotzach. So in other words, according to the Rach and the Rosh, minimum Muslim are not mufke of the lab of the Ziyotzach. According to the Rambam and Tzvez, minimum Muslim are mufke of the lab of the Ziyotzach. Are mufke of the lab of the Ziyotzach. So we may according to the Rach and the Rosh, minimum Muslim are not mufke of the Lisi Yatzor. But they are mufke of the Samid Adam Be'ach. So the Mele, Minias HaTzoleh, does not come under the law of the Lisi Yatzor. It's not even considered as a Gromer of Yitzchak. As a matter of fact, there is a Gemara in Bovakami. What's the difference whether it's his Sulom or somebody else's Sulom? Gemara Ibn Kamed HaKavol Omed Bey, he said as follows. V'yom Arab, Zor HaKli Mireish Agab, V'hoyu Tachto Kori Mokhsosis, Bo Acher V'silko, O Ikide V'silkin Potter. So if, let's say, somebody is Zere Kele Mireish Agab, but they are Kori Mokhsosis, so maybe the Kele will not become broken. So then another person, when he sees that the Kele is falling, so before it falls on the pillows, he takes away the pillows. So the Mele, it falls, it strikes the ground. So the tailor breaks. So he's spotted. Now the Rif says that this is not a little hilchaser, obviously, because in Hagezel, in Pirik Hagezel, so there is a machlekes whether Gamli is chayev or Gamli is spotted. What is Gamli? Gamli is also a certain kind of pomit. So there's a difference between Gamli and Gomel. So, but Gamli is also a certain type of Gomel. Some Rishim say the distinction between Gamli and Gomel, it consists that Gamli is Bori Ezeke, Gomel is not Bori Ezeke. Some Rishim say that the distinction between Gamli and Gomel is that whereas in Gamli, so it's an immediate cause. It's a Gomel, but an immediate cause. So in Gomel, that's Gamli. So Gomel means a remote cause, whatever the reason is. Some Rishim say that Gamli consists of a Gomel that is done in the Dovar HaNizek itself. But if it's not done in the Dovar HaNizek, so then it's Gomel Nisbal. But the distinction between Gamli and Gomel, that's only Ligabi Mazik. Ligabi Ritzicha, there is no distinction between Gamli and Gomel. So every Gamli, Gomel and Gamli is the same thing. Only in regard to Mazik Momel, there is a distinction between Gamli and Gomel. But in regard to Ritziche or Chavore, there is no distinction between Gamli and Gomel. So Gamli and Gomel is the Tanha. Now, so the Rif says that Rabbi's din Rabbi Lishitos, because Rabbi holds that Gamli is spotted. But we pass like a mayor, Nagezel Kame, that Gamli is higher, some Mele, if Ruben. Throws down, drops it here in the Rishagat, and then they are calling Muchsoseis on the ground, and then Shimen, and then Shimen says, takes away the calling the Chsoseis, the calling the Chsoseis, so the one who takes away the calling the Chsoseis is Chayev. The one who takes away the calling the Chsoseis is Chayev. Why? Because it's Gamli. So then, that's what the Rif says. And many of the Shemim say the same thing. That was the Rambam also passes, that the one who takes away the common sources is higher because we pass the Gamli is higher. And Rabbi is Mishitosei who says the Gamli is God. So then the Shemim Kovetzis, he and his Gemara says in the name of Rabbi, Rabbi Nemeya Misakute, one of the Shemim. So he says, when is he higher, Bami Benil Chese, only if the common sources do not belong to the Misakute. But suppose someone dropped a kelim mireishagad, and that kelim couldn't break because there were blankets, there were pillows on the ground, and so the owner of the kelim the chsosis took it away, even though as a result of the removal of the kelim chsosis, so the kelim of a certain person broke. So then it's for that, because it's his kelim chsosis, it's his father. So in other words, so we see that isn't even Gomel. In other words, it's not Gamli in itself. It's not even Gomel. So, because he's taking away his own. So in other words, the Rishayni, the Rach and the Rosh, who say that Meridu Memayu only implies Meniyas Hatzoreh, they hold that minimal Muslim are not Mufke of the Israel of the Israel. But they are only Mufke of the Samna Damrach. So Meniyas Hatzoreh comes within the love of the Samna Damrach. Mashenke, so Limita will say, so it is sometimes Mut. It is sometimes Mut. Mashenke, Ritzichab Yadayim, that's Risiyotzoch. So the love of Risiyotzoch applies to minimum Muslim as well. The Shite Zarambam and the Shite of the of Teisves is that Meridi means even Biyodai. Even Biyodai. Why? Because according to Rambam and Teisves, so Minim and Muslim are Mufke of the love of this Yetzer. Are Mufke of the love of this Yetzer. And the Chinuch, again, the censorship took it out, in the love in Parshat Yisrael, in Parshat Yisrael. So, and the love of this Yetzer, so he says, that Minim and Muslim do not come within the love of the Zirzoch because Abedri Shoyim Vino. Because Abedri Shoyim Vino. So in other words, Abedri Shoyim Vino implies that they are Mufke of the love of the Zirzoch. Love of the Zirzoch. Now, but still, the Rav Amiri in the Rambam, Mirin Ruchim says the same thing in the third book, that the Halach that one meaning. So it is mutal hirid insom to be ma'abit insom. That's only if there is a tzir hashom. And the Miri says Gurakame, the Emperor Gurakame, only Dele Hador. That means the tzibor, because Dele Hador represents the tzibor. Only if the Dele Hador amar the biundeis, and they all feel that it is indispensable for the hatzole, for the hatzole of the club. So what kind of aloha is it? Moneshaku, the amutke of the sealzot. So even without Mita Milsen, even without the Leador being marble in this. So as I said last time, in discussing the tasteless, Hashti Behemdesh of Sadiq, in other words, that even without the sealzot, so there is aloha if somebody is mere yad in Ritzich. If he's mere yad in Akole, so he's just a Rosh. But if he's mere yad in Ritzich, even without the sealzot. So it's Chayiv Misa Shemayim, because it comes within the posik of Shefer Damod of God of Tomisha. As a matter of fact, the Mukiyesev in Shavuos says, in regard to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that if somebody took his Shavuos to not sleep for 3 days or not to eat for 7 days is a shua shor, because it's a nishba b'dovo sheyef b'dovo kai. Mikiei said the Ram, they both say it. So the Rambam says it's a shua shor because it's dovo sheyef b'dovo kai. So the Ram is masik, and the Ram Mikiei said are masik on the Rambam. Why is Nishba shalayich shivon yomim dovo sheyef shalayich kaimim bishlayim if he's nishba shalayich shalayim yomim, so he's dovo sheyef shalayich kaimim because he'll fall asleep by himself. It's beyond his control. But if he takes his shvuah not to eat 7 days, that's within his control, but he'll endanger his life. He might die as a result of not eating, of starving for 7 days. So that's not dovo sheyef shalayich kaimim. So then he says, and it is shvuah shor. Because, like on the basis of Nishba Vatras HaMitzvah, because if he starves and he doesn't eat and then he endangers his life, so he comes within the posik of Shefer Dam Odom Bodom Bamishapir. And the Medrash says, and Rambam also mentions it in the place of Chesvetzichoshnechsrebe, that if somebody kills himself, he commits suicide, it also comes within the posik of Shefer Dam Odom Bodom Domishon. In other words, if he kills Achayir Gesatzmi, that's a Medrash Rab. Achayir Gesatzmi comes. So the Mikiei said in the Ram, they say this, if somebody goes on his starvation diet, and because of that he endangers his life, so he's also Chayiv Misa L'Shamayim. So Bishlein, if a person shoots himself, if he commits suicide, so then he's even a Sirtza. Because he killed him. So the Messiah took a twice to Arias Atzmi too, not only to Arias Achim. Hey, as the Rambam says, that a nefesh kinyoni shal Atzmi, a person has no title in his own nefesh. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to himself. No person has a right over himself to hurt himself. So, if he commits suicide, he shoots himself, or he takes poison, like him, like the members in the commune, you know, under the leadership of Reverend Jones. So then it's ritziche. But when a person goes on a starvation diet, what kind of ritziche is there? It doesn't do anything. So we see from there, from the Ram and Mutiyesev, we see that Shefer Dam Odom Bodom Domishopeich is not based upon the Iser of Nisiyotzot. Even without Nisiyotzot. In other words, the aloha is that if a person only shoots, is Me'abit Nefesh, whether it's Me'abit Nefesh Acher, or is Me'abit Nefesh Atzmei, even without any mice, when it's completely Shebal Taise, he is Chayiv Misa L'Shamayim. So the Mele, meaning of Moshe, according to the Rambam and Tesves, are Mufti of the love of Nisiyotzot. A mufti of the love of the Sirtzot, but still there is a loche of Amir Yamu Chavir and Ichavoshi. So as I mentioned last time, so even Dosan Babylon were showing Murim. And according to the Yireim, there is no love of Minisip Lakese. And then it was before Matan Torah too, I mean. So it's not based upon the Yisrael, Haku, the love of Hakohen. If a person without the shoes is living Yad Yisrael, against anyone, Israel, Akum, even against the Yisrael, without the shoes is a Rosh. If somebody is Meir, except if he has the shoes, Avamach is Meir, Rabbi is Talmidei, Shriya Bezni, so Bezni have the shoes to be Meir, to use force. But someone who didn't, if the Torah didn't give the shoes to use force, if he uses force, is a Rosh. It's possible he is too. It's mentioned. So the melee, but that's our Messiah, any ordinary our Messiah. If someone just slaps the other person's face, so he's a Rosh. But if he's made in Yad in Ritziche, so not only is he a Rosh, so it's Chayuv Misa Roshamayim, without the Sirtzo. So the melee, minimum Moslem, I moved off the Sirtzo, but he has no issues, but basically, the Milze has the shoes, best Makim Eishim. So has the shoes. So only the daily ador who have, and the keach of Bezdin is also based upon the keach of Tzibur, because Bezdin represents Tzibur. So the melee, that's why the melee says only if the daily ador are marbe biundis. So then they have the shoes. We need a milse. Otherwise, even though they are not even the sirtzot, because minimum Muslim are mufti of the sirtzot, but they are chayav b'sar shamayim. Now, the Chazanish says, and it's very important to be enforcing this Chazanish, in order that people shouldn't abuse divrei Chazal. So the Chazanish says that today the whole halacha of Merim and the Mayim in the Gabi Mirim is not shy. The Chazanish Yodeh, he says, because the whole halacha of Merim and the Mayim, he says, because the halacha of Merim and Mayim is only to be matzah the tzibur. So if, let's say, there are just a few minim, and the bulk of all Israel are very mishraimim, so then with drastic measures you can be matzah the tzibur. But today, if someone would resort to these drastic measures, instead of being matzah the tzibur from Hefzid the Moon, on the contrary, he'll spread up the causes. So the mele, it is the tzibur. So according to Chazanish, even though he doesn't say it, but according to Chazanish, it is even the Sirtzach too, even according to the Rambam and Tesis. Why? Because then the Chazanish doesn't say it, but he says that it's a great avera today to resort to Merim Lemailin, because the only recourse to Merim Lemailin is for the purpose of saving the cloud, not if it has an opposite effect. Now the Roshna Rambam is he says, in Perikhes and Chesri Romaz, Haloch Yedale, Osa Hamosa, Asher Zoma Mumosa, Yirali Shosa Leher, Elin Kim, who's at Limse, Harizi Yonish, Shemo Yimse Rachel, Umaisim Bechozman, Biori Hamaro, Lanish Hamosri, Shehuziko Limse, a moment in the other. ולמסי המוסחים בידיו וככובים ליום שום ולקיסום ולאוסחום כפרישום. So what does it mean? לקיסום means כבוד, לאוסחום means to put them in prison. So we can be mesa then ליידיו וככובים that they should be put in prison, the moschim. So and he says and what does it mean ליום שום? ליום שום means if missed. In other words, if it all depends upon the Tzirach HaShoah. If the Tzirach HaShoah is just that the Moser should be put in prison, so then we have no right to do something else. But if the Tzirach HaShoah is such that they have to be executed, this Akihisa, in order to save the cloud. So it's necessary to have them executed, to have Moshe executed, then it's even muter. Even that is new. I mean, it's mentioned that Rabbi Yisrael ben Migash, at one time, there was a certain Moshe in Spain, and who was doing so much harm to the community. So Rabbi Yisrael ben Migash, Amin Kippur, he passed it, that Amin Kippur should be executed in order to save the cloud from Sakonis Lefoshes. So, in other words, if they adore Amar Behundes, and it seems that this is the only solution, so that's why the Rambam says, V'lim seha mosri yadil chobin le'onshom u'akeisom u'le'osrom kifirishom. What do you mean kifirishom? A kovdatzeh hashom. A mosar is a mosar. I mean, what is chayah? A good mosar, a bad mosar. In other words, according to the tzeh hashom. Then he says, V'chein kol ha'meitzar l'tzibo u'mtzaron muta u'meisrei b'yadil dikichobin la'akeisei u'le'osrei u'le'kansim. So that's a new halacha. It's mentioned in the Tshuvas again. Avon mitzar yochid osor osre. That's the halacha of Moin Yidin. Bnei Yodim Moin Din Olam. So in other words, so the Mir, he says that he has reference to Moshe. That is Gemara of the Moshe. But the other Rishayim would say, no, not Moshe, but Rashi. Chavim, we got to be just, Gnei was just maligning Marut. So it was Osre. But if in other words, to be Meisei, someone with Mitzah Yochid, the Mitzah Yochid is also Meisei. But a Mitzah Ratzibo, so it is Mutal Meisei. It is Mutal Meisei. So in other words, someone who endangers the whole cloud through his criminal activities. So then, if there is a Tzir Hashor, so it's Mutal Mosa. It's mentioned someone who is Isik, busy Yufay, Mois, in other words, who coins counterfeit money, and because of that, the Malchus will issue Xeres against the cloud. So then, Litzera Hashor, it's Buddha to the Mesa. So, one second. So the Rambam says, V'chem kol ha-meitzar li-tzibo u-tzar, muta li-mosrei li-yadi li-kechobim, la-keisei u-li-osrei u-li-konsei. So here, in respect to Moshe, so he says, "Umaisim bechozman gori amarot lami shamoshem shemuzi kolim semon neodom v'lim se amoshem yadim chovim leon shemulakei somulos from kifirishon." So he mentions kifirishon, a complete hashor. But so a complete hashor, it's muter not only lakei seulos rei, but it's muter even leon shem. Onshem means missing. Onsha means capital punishment, misemanish. Mashein came, and then he says, V'chein kol ha-meitza u-tzibo u-tzaron is muta li-mosre bi-adil t'chobin la-keisei u-li-osre u-li-konsei. So here he doesn't say le-onshe. He just says la-keisei, that means chavole, li-osre prison, u-li-konsei, that's monetary fine. But le-onshe doesn't say. So it's not the same aloche as we're reading with Michael. By Moshe, it's aloche, by minimum Moshe, it's aloche, even Ramadi. And that implies even a heter under certain circumstances, Leon Shom too. Here, Leon Shom not. And only Lakhei say, Leon Shom only concept. But Leon Shom doesn't mention. Now, in the Chishmishpet, when the Chabad mentioned the aloche of Meridim Ramadi, by minimum Moshe, so the Viragi. And then he says also the same simen, that Hamitzay Ratzibo Muta Mosre Malchus. So the Biragimo and the Biragro say that the Mokir for this aloha, that Mitzay Ratzibo is Muta Mosre Malchus, is the Gemore in Abizore of that Chobor of Haminim Vamosre Medinu Lamayim. So in other words, what is the aloha? And that is mentioned in the Rambam too. The Rambam in Nilches Abizore. The Rambam says in Perikud Mihilches Abitzchovim Halacha Aleph, אבל המוצרים והמקורסים עם ישראל, היודים לאבקם ביד, ולחיתון עד בר שחץ, מפני שהיו מצירים לישראל, ומסירים לסעום אחרי הרשם. In other words, because both minim and moslim are considered as mitzayir ha-tzibur. A min is considered a mitzayir ha-tzibur on a spiritual level, and the mosek is considered a mitzayir ha-tzibur on his physical level. So in other words, so we see from the Rambam, as the Gros says in the Ragelo, that the whole heter of meribu lemailin is based upon mitzayir ha-tzibur. But then the question arises, as the Gros and the Ragelo say, so the maybe it should be muter to be meisi or mitzahar atzibu. Let's say someone with meisi b'ziv shtores, so b'ziv marbeis. So it should be muter to be meisi in Yom Shom also. And the Rambam says that the moser and the min under certain circumstances is muter to be meisi b'yanim chovim le'on shom. Le'on shom la'kei some moser tradition. The chinko ameitz al atzibu mitzahar. Muta le mosre biad kobi la kase le osre le kase. So the answer is very simple. You see, there are two aloches. One aloche is that minimum mosrim are mufke of nisiyot. They are mufke of nisiyot. Not only of the Sanhedrin, but Amrach or Kobi the Rambam, they are mufke of nisiyot of as well. Kobi the Rach. So they are only mufke of the Sanhedrin, but Amrach or not of nisiyot. But according to the Rambam, they are mufke of nisiyot. Because as the Chinuch says, because Avik Vishonim. But then there is a loche of Mirim Yad, and Mirim Yad in Akoi. So it's a Roshe, and the Aromes Yad in Ritziche, so it's not only Roshe. So there is a Chinuch Mis Mishamayim, Shibadam Odom, Bodom, Dom Nishofer, without a Miser of Ritziche, without a Rav of Ritziche. So in many ways, there is a difference between Mitzari Atzibur and Minu Mosri. Mitzari Atzibur are not Mufki of Nisirzo. So the Meile, since they are not Mufki of Nisirzo, so it's also to be Meiser then. Leonshu. Even if there is a Tzirah, it's also there is a limit. Only it's Muta Mitzari Atzibur, so Benzin has issues to use force against them. Four short of the tzichet. Masha'im came by human most. So it's, they are mufki of the tzichet, according to Rambam. But then, even though they are mufki of the tzichet, but there is a loche of Aromes Yad without the shoes. So the mele is to minimum mosrim, so under certain circumstances, the tzichet ha-shoh, bezden has a keyach, has the shoes, even to be meiser ve'emari. But, because minimum mosri are also mitzahar ha-tzibur. But besides the halacha that minimum mosri are mitzahar ha-tzibur, so minimum mosri, according to Rambam, are mufki of nisiyot. Are mufki of nisiyot. Now, so naturally, to resort to merid lemailim, according to Rambam, shite. Achshav bizman hazeh, so certainly there is no tzeh ha-shoah, on the contrary, there would be the greatest mikshul for Yadus, if we resort to such drastic measures. But I think that what Chazanish says is not only that we have no issues. Today, since there are so many, unfortunately, who are not minding Bakadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, so mainly there is a Nisir Tzachos. As the Chazanish says, that when are the Mufki of Nisir Tzachos, there are just a few. But if unfortunately there are so many, who are king fear by the shame of the Rose, so the Mele, they are not moved off the seals of him. Why? Because, let's see a certain Gemore, the Chazanish doesn't mention it, but that's the derech of the Chazanish. Not to mention the Mekiris. Now, the Chinuch says in Parshas Yisrael that the reason as to why minimum Muslim are moved of this Yirtzoch is because of Avit Rishonim. So in other words, wherever the Aloche, to whomever the Aloche of Avit Rishonim applies, so he's moved of this Yirtzoch, according to the Rambam. Now, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, nach Pirkei Aleph und Daleth, wenn es die Hemmschicht ist, noch mal das. Weil mein Mann ist, weil ich da auch so, weil ich dort. Weil ich dort. So, in other words, echter Mensch was misspallet. So, and his Tfile was accepted. So, weil mein Mann ist, weil ich da auch so, weil ich dort. Maro Mensch, weil mein Mann ist, what did he see? The Tamina ben Gamre Omar Erech Apayro. Why was he mishtachla Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because he took notice of the middle of Erech Apayro. V'Rabbono Naam Re'emeso. He was mishtachla because he took notice of the middle of Emes. Rav Chesed Emes. Tamil Kimond Omar Erech Apayro. That is why mishtachlu because Moshe Rabbeinu took notice of the middle of Erech Apayro. Tanya, it's a galit. The Tanya, Kisholom, Meishel, Mori, Motelako, is Boko, Sheyesh, and Kesi, Erech Apai, Omar, in front of the baby Sholom, Erech Apai, and Sadikim, Omar, after the Shoy, Omar, the Shoy, the baby. So, when the baby Sholom told Meishel Abedu at first that the baby Sholom is an Erech Apai, that he resorts to the mite of Erech Apai, So Mish Rabbeinu said, you only have to resort with that middle of Erech Apayim in respect to Sadiqi, in respect to Rishon. Now, Omalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Mish Rabbeinu after Rishon. Omalei, so Mish Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rishon Yevei, why resort to the middle of Erech Apayim in respect to Rishon? Omalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Hash Techozi Ismaili Mugoy. You'll see that you'll have to resort to the middle of Erech Apayim even in respect of Rishon. Kishchotu Yisroel, then when, so that was this dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu took place before the Chet of the Eagle and before the Chet of the Meraglim. So Kishchotu Yisroel, and then when Klal Yisroel became involved in the Aveir of the Eagle, not just Yechidi, but Klal Yisroel on the Aveir of the Meraglim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was mispallel on behalf of Klal Yisroel. Omalei, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo itach amarto b'Erech Apayim Tzadikim. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you mispallel that I should spare Klal Yisroel? Didn't you say that Erech Apayim, the middle of Erech Apayim has to be applied only to Tzadikim, not to Rishonim, now it's Rishonim, they are in the Arizore. Omar Rufon of the Brin Shalilom, the Goy Kacho Martoli, after Rishonim, behind the sea, the Ato, in connection with the Meraglim, the Ato Yigdol Mokei Yachad Hashem, Kasher Dibarto. So what's the Pshat? So there's Chaim, and the Chaim Shur is one of the daily achim, so the Tiras Chaim as an heaven, so he said as follows. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, Rishon Yevei? How did he say? Who gave Moshe Rabbeinu the right to say Rishon Yevei? He has a right to say Rishon Yevei? It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide whether Rishon should remain in existence or remain. But because there is aloha, Avet Rishon Yevei also. Mish Rabbeinu just mentioned this aloha, that's also aloha. So he said Rishon Yevei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no after Rishon. Why? But there is aloha, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say after Rishon Yevei? Avet Rishon Yevei also, it's a kashi. The answer is the Rebbeinu Shalom is an Erech Apayim, with Tzadikim Ulo Rishon. But if the Arif Ben Rishon in the world, just if you, and through the Nisi of the Rishon, you will be Rishon. So we can get, we'll be able to attain Hatzolim of the Klal. So then it's Aveid Rishon Rino. But in other words, when do we say Aveid Rishon Rino? Only when they are pure Rishon. But if unfortunately there are many, so then it's Erech Apayim after Rishon. So in other words, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, when can we say Avit Rishonim Dino when there are only a few? But when there are many, so then we don't say Avit Rishonim Dino. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Musaf Shal Rishonim. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz even Musaf Shal Rishonim a few too. But then it would, if it's only a few, so it involves the Atzol of the cloud. But if there are many, so then we don't say Avit Rishonim Dino. So in Mele, today, so there is no halacha of Avit Rishonim Dino in respect to me. So there is a mitzvah of Nisiyot Roch. There is a mitzvah of Nisiyot Roch. Yes? This is what the Chazinish said.
My father told me that after the war, someone recognized someone who had been a master who would help the Nazis take people in the concentration camps.
Well, I mean, the Nazis, to be in Wasa to the Nazis, you don't have to resort to the halacha of Moskvili, Mechidim, and Mali. Then it's really Mamish. If somebody is in Moser of Nifoshes Mamish, then he is like Ridi Barachavir Lehoge. So then, every Yochid, if he is able to save the Nilden by killing the Ridi, of course he can do. I'm talking about this Moser.
What Nifoshes Mamish? It's after the massacre they killed him, after the war.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe these stories, and then I don't know who passed it like that. I don't believe these stories of it. No, I don't know. I don't believe these stories. Anyway, so the melee, so the pshat, el shiira li, shav moser, shav moser abom, aval pishu bichlau meridim, mikol mokim meisleis lemalchus, shikin av moser meisei, nasu misubesom. בכל מיני מסוגס מכרורי ומרוחוקי, אף אם בדרך מקום, אלא שאין יוכל ושאין מחד פעיל רידי, בשור מן הקויס וחבול is this. But Marino Lamaile, the answer is, Marino Lamaile is the mere himself, says Murakame, only if there is a Tzerech HaShor, and if there are a Marvin Biundes. In other words, it's only, if it's indispensable for the Hatzol of the cloud. This is the pshat in this mir. Now, there is a gemore in Amizore, also in Broches, and it's also in Sanhedrin. It's in a few places, the same gemore. Similar to this gemore. But in this gemore, so only the mir says that Gneiber was in Moser. But the other gemore, so the gemore says that there was a connection with the mir. Gemore na bizore da dalet. Und wenn sie so sind broches da zayn und so sind dann eben da kufe, sind die mor. So, Gemore says there is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have a mitzayre a umine bikoy. There was a certain man who kept on tormenting him with tzuki. In other words, he was a basis in a madiach la bizore and he probably was one of the early Christians, Jewish Christians, because he was Mitzayah Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Psukim. I mean, the old pagans didn't use Psukim, only the Neitzrim, the early Neitzrim, so they used Psukim. So he tried to be Mitzamtzim Shazamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to curse him. So then, when that moment took place of Shazamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he fell asleep. So the Gemara said, the Omar, so Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Shema mino, lavir achar lemi bedoche, virachamo bar kol ma'asof ksi, uksi gam anei shla tzadik lo ite. So in other words, that means that it may mean you're not allowed to curse. He tried, he wanted to curse him at a certain moment. So he fell asleep. Why? Because it's not a proper thing. So, Teisve says, Sikashe, but meaning is meridian b'lemayli. So he says, so Tetzvah says, ki lo hoyo lo yitchei b'ri shomayim, u lehanish mi sheinem reitzim lehanish, af al pishe bizman habayis, hoyo muta leher v'ri yodayim. That's the issue. Now, so why the state says it's not a bias? So that state says, in other words, that the halacha of Meridin Lemailin, and again, the halacha of Meridin Lemailin is only Bisman Shiyad Yisroelim. So Tesis says in Abizor, when is there a heter of Meridin Lemailin, even if there is a Tzer HaShor, only Bisman Shiyad Yisroelim. But if Bisman Shiyad Yisroelim, for now. So when he says Bisman Abayis, he means Bisman Shiyad Yisroelim. So what does he mean, Bisman Abayis, Bisman Shiyad Yisroelim? If it's not Yad Yisroelim, so then he can be put in prison. Tesis doesn't have to mention. Now, the Rambam is the Roshna Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Tzeach Shmiras Nefesh, Halacha Yud. Hapikosi ve'nevi avizore, o yoisi aviris lahachis, apiro ochal mivelo yvo mashapnes lahachis, hariz apikeras, vishekev chitero vildulo, hoyo mitzmo lehoro, אם יש ביודע כיח להור גם בזיין בפרסיה ספנש ראש אם הויו ביודע כיח להור גם בזיין בפרסיה אם יש ביודע כיח להור גם בזיין בפרסיה so it means what Jesus says in Abizore that Meridian means only if Siad is Hoyo people כי גם בזמן הבית and that's the notion of the Mechaber in Yerdei also בזמן הבית הויו מותר להור גם what does it mean הויו מותר להור גם In other words, if there is a Tzer HaShor, in other words, only when there is a Tzer HaShor. So, Im Yesh B'Yodei Keach Lehor from Yisai Yifachesir. So what does it mean, Im Yesh B'Yodei Keach Lehor from Yisai If he doesn't have Keach, he doesn't have Keach. That's not the deen. So it means, when is there a heter of Meridin Lemailin to meet out drastic measures against Mafsidei Atzibo, minimum Muslim, only when they have Rishus from the mountains? So, in the Middle Ages, so the Jews in certain communities in Spain and in France and in Germany during the Middle Ages, certain times the Beis Mishkan Yisrael was given the right by the Malchus to carry out capital punishment, to be bound in the fascists. So against whom did they carry out capital punishment? Against Muslim, against Mishmonim, those who are minimum Muslim. So only when it's Yesh B'Yodei Kiyach Lehor from Yisai V'Pahesi. Otherwise not. What kind of a din is it? Now, So in other words, that the Rishkamuse has a keach to use force. Whom does the Rishkamuse represent? The Rishkamuse is the money. He's making lochim name. It means he represents the tzibo. It's like Zayin Tuvei. The Rishkamuse is like Zayin Tuvei. So the Gemara says, "Yosa shevet Yehudei Roshikol Yeshebubover Sharedi Mes Yisrael Bishev." So Rashi says, "Sharedi Mesom Bishevet." שיש להם כיח ורישוס מישמל חיפורץ. מישמל חיפורץ. So in other words, so why do they have rishus to use force? Because Melech Poras granted them license. What she needs on this. Of what significance is the fact that Melech Poras granted them license. Now, we see that the chinuch, now the halachim is, that Sanhedrin is made by Boris by Chutz Lorenz. It's long, and it can be done in Poshes also in Chutz Lorenz. As long as the Bez Nagodu functions in the Lishkes Agozim is, then Sanhedrin can be done in Poshes in Chutz Lorenz. So the Chiduch, when he mentioned this Aloche, he says, Uvilbad she yeshlem rishus v'namot. What is the Chiduch telling us? I mean, He's telling us that we have to be careful, we shouldn't provoke them. Of course, that everybody knows. The hero doesn't have to tell us. So it's a deal. In other words, Bezdin has a keach to use force. Bezdin has a keach to use force. Why does Bezdin have a keach to use force? Because Bezdin represents the Tzibor. It's really the keach Tzibor. So Bezdin has the keach of Bedin to use force only if Bimtzias they can use force. So if the Malchus granted them the shoes to be done in the forces, then they have the shoes to be made of Yad. So they can be done with forces. Masha'im came if the Malchus doesn't give them the shoes, but they just can grab someone and secretly be done. They could do it. When no one sees, when a policeman doesn't see. So they could do it. So since B'mitzias, they cannot enforce it. So Al Kedin, they have no issues to be made of that. I mean, that is not child. That doesn't mean that if, let's say, the Malchus forbids a father to use force against the child, or forbids a rabbi to use force, that Al Kedin, he has no right to use force. Because that issues is an issue that is nimsa to Yochel. So the melee, if the issues of Kvir is Mosul to Yochim, let's say, Abamakes, Nei, Ravavigis Talmide, it's not the Kiyah HaTzibor, it's not Kiyah Bezin. So there, it doesn't have to be based upon the Kiyah Bintzis. Masha'im came when the Bishus is an issues that is Mosul to Bezin, to the Tzibor, not to Yochim. So then there is no issues Kvir. So Bezdin has no Rishus Kviyeh, has no Keach Kviyeh, if Bimtzias they cannot carry out the Kviyeh. So this is the reason as why. Now the Aloche of Meridian Lemailin, so true, according to the Rambam, they are Mufki of this year. They are Mufki of this year. But still there is Aloche that a Yochid has no Rishus, only Bezdin. The Dilei Ador, those who represent the Tzibur, the two Be'oiyah. So those who, the Tzibor has a keach to use drastic measures against the Mitzari Tzibor, those who are mafsi the Tzibor, who are Mitzari Tzibor. So it's a reshus that is not mosul to the Yochid. It is a reshus that is mosul to the Tzibor and to Bezdin. So that's what Rashi says, the Mishberuse has keach Bezdin. So the Melech, the Melech Poras, so had not given the Rishuse Rishus to be done, he wouldn't have the Rishus to his force. But a father, even if the Malchus doesn't give him Rishus, that's not a Keach Kvir that is Mosul to the Tzibor to Bezin, that's a Keach Kvir that is Mosul to Yoy. So that does not have to be based upon the practical possibility of enforcing it. When only the Rishus that is Mosul to Tzibor and to Bezin is based upon the practical enforceability of the force of the Kriya. So Mele, if the Melech Poras had not given Rishus to the Rishus to be done, so then it wouldn't have Rishus to be negotiated. And the Foshet Sanhedrin can be done in the Foshet of Utslavet. In other words, because Sanhedrin has a Kiyah Kriya, but it's a Kiyah Kriya that is Mosul to Bezin. So Mele, only if they have Rishus from the Malchus. This is what the Rambam means. When the Rambam means, because in the Midah Rizoren, in his Abiris Lahachis, Afiloch and the Beil and Loba Shatnes Lahachis, Hariz Apikeres, Vishakim the Mitero Rizvio, Rivuo, for your mitzvah the Helgon, in the Yesh Biyode Kiach the Hogan beside the Paresier. Tese says, Bisman Shi Yadisroel Kifo. So what is called is that Yadisroel Kifo? In other words, if the Bezdin can do it, Lady Kor, and no one will stop them, then it's Yad Yisroel Kifo. But if they cannot do it before us here, Lady Kol, so the Mele, so the Mitzias, they cannot carry out the force. If they cannot carry out the force, the Mitzias, so I'll put in there no issues of using you. What?
What issue?
Amir Yad Chaveren for Roshim. Not the Lab of Leisi, but the Aloha of Amir Yad Chaveren for Roshim.
Is it down for Sayyid?
What? No, he means in Yesh Biyod Kiyot Yimsa Paresiyeh. In other words, he mentioned an example.
What was the punishment by Sanhedrin? What was the punishment by Sanhedrin for if in Eretz Israel was decided? Is that what
Rabbi? No, the Kiddush LeMaalim was not, did not require Sanhedrin. It required only Tzibur has to do it. And the Gdeli Ador, so they are the best and they represent the Tzibur. So they are like Tuvio here. But it doesn't require any, it's not a Chiyuv Mise, like Talib Mise's best. So it doesn't make any difference. He just says in his Yadda Kiyach as an example of Yad Yisroelkim, of Yad Yisroelkim. Alright, so this is the Pshat. This is the, so, when Teisa says the Kashi, Teisa says the Kashi in Abelizot. So Teisa says the Kashi, why wasn't it proper for Bishur the lady to curse the Minim? So he says, because now it's inconceivable that Biodai it's Mutter and to curse them not. I mean that's inconceivable. He means Biodai it's Mutter by Bezdin only Libidamim Sin the Zerhasho. Ainakanami there is a Zerhasho to get rid of meaning through clawing. So in order to be matzah of the cloud, then of course it's Mutter. But that wasn't such a situation. He was mitzayahim that mean Rabbi Sheva Levi with Psuki. But it wasn't indispensable for the atzol of the cloud. So Memele, even though they were mufke of Visiotzor, so still it was Osea. Why was it Osea? Because Hanish Latzabi Floitei. So again, that's not based upon the Israel of Nosibam Kolisoyo. By me, there is no Israel of Nosibam Kolisoyo. It's Kalcheresh and Eisim Aizamcho. How could anyone be more in Eisim Aizamcho than me? In Eisim Adiyah. But there is, just as there is a halacha that klamerim yad al chavere without reshus is a roshe, so there is also a halacha gamanish la tzadik oitei. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, ve'il oitei vel ra. So that means, if somebody is manish even to cloth a person, so he's a chavere. Gamanish la tzadik oitei. So that's what, except if there is a tzeh hashem. So, under such circumstances, so it is mutter. So this is what the Miri means. When the Miri says that he was a Mossad Neve, and still the Lazar told him the categorical terms that he cannot master. Why? Because there was no Tzeir Hashor. And if there had been a Tzeir Hashor, so Marufe by himself couldn't make a decision. Marufe by himself. But it would require a decision by all the Hachim Yisrael. Not just by one, by Maruk. So in Melee, so even to be necessary, it is still us. Now let's see the case. So according to Rashi, Gneve was not a Moser. He was just malign Maruk. According to Miri, Gneve was a Moser. Now the tastes. The Huya Pilin Chloe, before Basket is Mochi, Darshinon Devi and Ache, Kabivayid Mare, Apophish Hippo Chalolim, Atode, Atode. So in other words, so we Darshin the Possig, we explain the Possig, Deva Dishem, we Israel. So that means that you should remain silent and inactive, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom himself will meet out retribution against your enemies. But in Zvochim, the Gemara darshins it differently. In other words, just as Aaron remained silent and didn't complain against Ashvochim in face of the tragedy that overtook him, in the death of Nodav Avihu, so Deim Adishem Bishreiloch Afal Pishiyiduloch Haloi, even though the Rebbeinu Shalom caused you such a tragedy, so you have to be mekabel, be have all the punishment. So, in other words, so the morning is walking, the Russian said to me different. Hashkei behari valei. So, how is they to be understood in the sense of Hashkei behari valei? Dom is they mikmur di dumechad. Avot avdi oma bubo bakame, hamei sedini la shamayim, hu nene shkirof. Now, according to Tetzlis, he wasn't a Muslim. So he just a wicked person, maybe. So the Gemara says, "Hamisa bina l'shamayim guna l'shtilo." If somebody was aggrieved by another person, and if he is mispalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish his tormentor, I mean his enemy. So then guna l'shtilo. In other words, because kamanish latzadik l'kayim. So the Gemara says that that's only if there is a Bezdin. If there is a Bezdin, so where he could get help for Bezdin. So then he has no issues to be Meisir Din El Hashamayim. But here, Ramarukhne was helpless. He couldn't get any help for Bez. So in Mele it was good. Iname Hashkim Aleim Libisamet Veshkoma. Last with him. So we have two Mishnayos in Tesis. In other words, one Roshni is that Rabbi Elazar gave a heter to Marukhe to be mispalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish Gnei, the enemy of Maruk. And the other pshat is not. He didn't give him a heter for that. He just told him that he should be mashkin with his hametresh every day, so mele the Rebbeinu Shalom will help. But to be mispal not. Why to be mispal not? Because of an isakol. If you are mispal like a mishbol, that he should punish your enemy, so in other words, Yom Kippur. What does Kippur mean? What is following me? The contrary. You are only higher Malkis if you curse Erbi Israel, Dafke B'Shem. But without Shem, it's also about Malkis the reason. So the full Yisrael of glory is Dafke when you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should harm a certain person. That is glory. So it's, that is also, even though he was Messiah and he wasn't such a wonderful person. So still, it's also. But the second portion says, "Iname hashkim aleim b'samet veshkoma." Last bit here. So it's mashma that according to the second portion, it was not proper for Marukhe to be mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should punish them. Now, what child is involved? Now we have to understand why the states is given other talents. After all, the Gemara Muhammad does say, "Hanem mila diisli did ba'are." But if less did ba'are, if he's helpless, if he cannot get any help through Bezdin by calling the Bezdin, so then it's moot there. So why the states is given other talents? That here he just advised him to be mashkin his hametresh, but not to be mispalel. Definitely, there is no doubt that Marukhe had no other remedy, because he said to him, "Komitzali tume, we mitzino deikibo." If he could call them to Bezdin, so why didn't he call them to Bezdin? So in other words, Neve was such a taki, and that he couldn't call him to Bezdin. He couldn't get any help by calling him to Bezdin. So why the stasis give another talent? Now let's see the Gemara. Gemara in Bavakam. Omar Rachon, that's a Gemara in Bavakam. Hameis adin al chabei rehu nerech tchil. Shenema avatim asor ayel avrom chamos yonach. So she was, Soro was Miseres din. She had a grievance against Avrom. It's difficult to understand. But Soro had a grievance against Avrom. against that ball. So she was mitzia with the back of the ball, and she died before that ball. She predeceased that ball. Uchsi bayotei avom nispei lisol lefkes. V'hanetile v'isle dine be'ah. So the Gemara says, in so many words, that that only if isle dine be'ah. So the question is, well, how could she get help through Bezdin? So Teitzah says, ubimei soro hoyo Bezdin shel shem kai. So that's why soro was managed. So it's Gemara Mefareshes that if Leslie didn't marry, if one could not get any help through Bezdin, so then it is muta to be Mesadin. So why does Teitzah give another teretz? Here he certainly couldn't get help through Bezdin. So the answer is this. Soro was not Chas V'Sholem Mikalla on. Did Soro curse at all? She says, Hamosi Olach. I have agreements against you. I have a time. So, and she said it, that she was Mesia the grievance before Akadipa. So it was in Via, so she was Mesia the grievance. But she didn't, Chas V'Sholem, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish Akram of him, Chas V'Sholem, I mean that's inconceivable. But she was Mesia Dino HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this Mesia has Dino HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not involve any roller. So in such a case, so this is the second motion holds that where it's Leslie Dinevare, so then it's muter to submit a grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to submit a grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So was in Nevi'eh, so she was able to submit a grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, we're not Nevi'eh, so the only way we can submit the grievance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by being misfollowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish an enemy of ours. But Soro, she did not, Chas V'Sholem, pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish our enemy, Chas V'Sholem. Hamotzi Olecho, I have a grievance against you. And she submitted a grievance before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Memele, where there is no Kole, then, Leslie Dine Bahave, so then it is muter. Mashiach came here. So he said. So according to the first pshat, hashkin b'harei valei means that you should, every day in the morning and every day in the evening you should go to shul and be mispaler to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should mete out retribution against Nevi. That involves vole. So where it involves vole, then it's also even if ikedine. Even if he can be named, now. So obviously, Teitzves did not assume that Neve was a Moser. If Neve had been a Moser, so he certainly, and in the easy my Samsa, and the Neve, so the law of Flora doesn't apply. So why? So Neve, then there wouldn't be an easy. But, according to Teitzves, as Rashi says, all that Neve did, he maligned it. The Chamei Uligali. I mean, that you find today, I mean, all over. I mean, there are certain people who certainly don't consider themselves as the Ene Isi Maizamcho, and still they malign other people. And they are Mitzayah. So Memele, Teisves in one, the second version says that it's also have to be dispelled. Because of any self-wallet. And in the first Lashon, Teisa says that it is muter. So you have to know what is the machlokes. Now, Marish, if Teisa says reference to someone who is an Enesim Aizamcho, so then why does the Teisa in the second Lashon say that it is us? And if Teisa has reference to someone who is not such a good person, he gives trouble to Maruch Veh, so he wasn't a good person. But in the Isimaisamcho, he isn't. So, why does Teisves in the first Lashon say that he can be mispalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Leslie Dine Bahare, and what kind of heter is it, what difference does it make? Leslie Dine Bahare, Leslie Dine Bahare, in regard to Kole, Kole is Kole. So, if there is no Isa Kole, so he should be Osea, It should be moved out even if he's living about it. And it should also have even if he, so it should be moved out even if he's living about it. And if there is no Isakul, so and if there is an Isakul, so even if less living about it, it should be also. Now let's see the morning of the tea. Now the halacha is that if somebody gave mois for a certain chavit, for a kamal, and he wasn't meishenich, so he's able, he has a legal right to be chavit. But if he is chavit, he has to submit to a mishapot. That's the Mishnah Zohar. No sound of Moise is that in Dalad of Nalad in the Mishnah. No sound of Moise is Moshe Chemenu Peres, Moshe Chemenu Peres, Yochla Arzde. Avalom ko Mishe Poraman Shede Ramadu, Umide Rafloge, Uosik Mi Poram Mishe Neime Bilbo. So then, there is a machlekes that Mim Chesam Peres, between Abai and Rok. Itma, Abai of Amidi and Midinoi. That when Vesni tells the Mecher or the Rekeach, who is Chesir, from the Mekach, so, even though he has a legal right, but he doesn't have a mile by it. He's not allowed to do it. She is his son, Yasa Abu Nabuchodon. So he's not allowed to do it. But he has a legal right. He can be keeping. So he has to submit to Mishapor. So Abaye says that when Bezdin says, Mishapor, Amidir Amadu, Amidir Amshi Aplogo, who also Mishapor, Amishemi, Purei, Bezdin doesn't curse him. But Bezdin just informs him, you should know you are playing with fire. Because there is a very serious English. There is a very serious English against those who are fraudulent. So that doesn't involve any call. Robo Mamilak let him know that Benzin curses the person who is Chazir from the Mecca. So, Abayo Mamil Duin Midinolay Nechzim Nosil Amcho Nishoye. Robo Mamilak let him know Nechzim Amcho Beizim Aize Amcho. So the Rif says, Ushmaim Yeho, Yichaydam Mela, Bezim Aizim Yisroel. Why? So, the Mishnah explains, because Yichsiv Shevis Yisroel Yahasu Abu Dabu Chosom. And if a person is Eise Avlon, Dabe Chozo, is Chesir, so he's not an Eise Maizam. So according to the Rebbe, with being Chesir from the Mekach, even though he had a legal right to do it, he becomes an Eise Maizam. And the Eise of Kolen doesn't apply to him, according to the Rebbe. Teisves is Chesir. So Teisves says, the Eise Maizam Cho, lo mikre hai en Eise Maizam Cho, li nien shi muta mikalo mechino. So this is chelka. According to the Rebbe, so if a person is in aid with the bore, he is already an innate my son. And already an innate my son. And but according to Taisles, he doesn't become an innate my son just because he's in aid with the bore. What is an innate my son if it's a muna? If he's a dictator, a certain avere. Who is able that avere all the time, then he's an innate my son. But just because of an image with the Bure, so he doesn't become an Ismaizam. So why is Bezdin allowed to curse him? So he says, even though he's not an Ismaizam, to such an extent that he should be muta, to be called in the Chilom, but can be called in the Mecca Chazen Mishapora, then he's considered an Ismaizam. So you see, according to Teisves, in the Droshe, of Yosef Amcho, we saw here, the Eise Maize Amcho, there are two halachas. One halacha is that if someone is a Roshe, a Mumer, who is addicted to certain Avere, even if he's not Lachas, just like Dom, Mumer Echon Rimes Dom, but he's always addicted to that Avere. And that Isa doesn't exist for him. So then the Eise Maize Amcho, so even if somebody is Mikal, he Bechinom, it's not a nice thing, because I'm Eish Latzadik Leitei, but there is no love of the Zikar Cheresh, of Nosim Amcho Yisrael. And then there is another halacha the person has a kaya to curse a person for acting not like my son called. But that is only a heter that is most of the best. So, in other words, so in the droshe of the Nosi Bamcho, the Soya Beis, my Samcho, there are two halachas in this. One is if someone is in Mumer, so then everyone is allowed, I mean, not that he is allowed, it is still also on the score of an animation Sariko tape, so we see, even me, it's also first. But it doesn't come within the law, so there is no law. So there is no law in cursing. And then, even if he is not a real enemy by something, not a real, but if he did something like in a Imibidi Bugay, so then Bezin has a right to curse. Some may, but only Bezin. Only the Kalal Amekach, but not just like that. And only Bezin, not anybody else. Some may, according to today's Shite, there is a special aloha of Ine Isimai Samcho, even if he's not a Rosh. But he just, if he's an Ine Isimai Samcho to him, to a certain person, so Bezin has the right. So the male has the same right, the same heta that Bezin has, to be called him ala Mekach. What does it mean? For the grievance, for the outlet that he did to his Valdini. So maybe the Baldin himself also has that effect. If he cannot get help for Bezin, if he can get help for Bezin, so then only Bezin has the effect to resort to Klole, for doing something that is not right, being chesed with the world. Mashenke, if he cannot get through help for Bezin, so the same effect that Bezin has, he has, and he can even curse him, he can even be mispalna kodesh bochu that is punish the person. So that's the two mishemes in Tesis. In other words, that the first portion in Tesis agrees with Tesis Shite in Azor. In other words, that even if someone is not a real Nisimai Zanko, but if he did an outlet to a person, so Bezin has a heter to curse him. For the Avle, Alamekach, Shechozabe. So maybe if he cannot get help for Bezin, so maybe the Baldin himself has the Teta. So it's the Heta of Beis my son. Alright. Now we have another soup. Shomcho le Mahut, Zimre le Moron de Osa. Sirte, because of the Altismach is oil of Zubam. So Rashi says, Zimre l'sheirer b'beis ha-mishtoitz. In other words, it's only osir b'beis ha-mishtoitz. But not b'beis ha-mishtoitz, it's not osir. V'mishlach l'mohoche, b'shir l'mishli yayin, v'im ha-sheikho l'shei. So, if we just had a pasuk of Bishir Mishli Ayin Nima Sheikho Mishay Sob Hava Minhamin Nezimre Limone, an instrument, a musical instrument. Hava the Pume Shor, singing is Mutter. Komashmuron, that even singing is Osea. Even singing is Osea. Now Teisu says, Zimre Mino Lande Osea, Pirish Bekuntre Vishena Vishay Mishtoiz, Vichay Mashma, Vilikom Hava Nishlach Limioche, Bishir Mishli Ayin. The master decided nan we should put us an edmund bottle bottle sheer with some stoics. She never had a sheer with the eye. We roll, we hach me here, we halitze, the ahu, we rushaum, the abekoi, we domi, we zimre, she is sanit be ace, we sheer shall meet the shore. Now, so when is it also a recording it is? So either singing or music is only also with some stoics. But Shalom is Amishtoiz, neither singing nor music is Osir. But, so why did we send to the Mishkoluse a message that he's not acting properly? Why are we calling the normal Zimre every day, every night when he retired? So the music played. And every time he got up, the music played. So, but what is Mishamishtoyis? The answer is, what does Mishamishtoyis mean? Mishamishtoyis is typical of excessive joy. So, suppose there is excessive joy, not the Mishamishtoyis, so it's also like Mishamishtoyis. If somebody just plays music, and he doesn't do it constantly every time he goes to sleep and every time he gets up, so then it's not excessive. So in other words, Beis HaMishtoyis means something that is luxurious and excessive. But just music like that, if it's not excessive, so it's not. But Shir Shal Mitzvah, so it's not that even Beis HaMishtoyis. Shorek Dim Shaskupe Sheisim Nisamei Achos Mikal. Now, that's Rashi Shit and Tezi Shit. The Rambam is Chayek. The Rambam Perkei Mechistaniyo is Halacha Yudal. V'chein Kozru Shalom Limagim Bichlei Shia. V'chol, so in other words, the Rambam mentions it as Abeles HaLechor. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say whether it's Osea, as Aveles, Mitzad Aveles, and Chum, or a separate Issa. That the Gemara doesn't say. But the Rambam says that it's Osea, Mitzad Aveles, and the Chum. And the Chum. So the Rambam says, V'chei Mechistayim Yitzalot Yidale, V'chei Gozru Sholol Nagel V'chei Shir, V'chol Mini Zemer, V'chol Mashmi Kel Shol Shir, Osa Lismei Aveh, V'yosa Lishenu, מפני החול ואפילו שירו בפה על היין עשו שנאמר בשיר לא יש לי יין הכל יתרה של קיסרס so בין זה מהבפה בין ניגון בכלי שיריה is only also ביס המשטויס הכל יתרה רמב״ם זה מהבפה is only also ביס המשטויס but ניגון בכלי שיריה is also as a virus and the whole אם שנוי בביס המשטויס ברמב״ם ישראל וכבונו אבו כל ישראל אימא דברי תשבוכס ושיר של מידויס וכאילו וחליץ ונריח אם מביס המשטויס נציג החסמה so if it is a שיר של מצווה so then it's מותרים מביס המשטויס now Now the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, in Tov Kuv Samech, Siv Gimur, he paskens like the Rambam. V'chein gozru shol nagin v'chol shir, v'chol mizemer, v'chol mashmi kil shol shir l'zmei alei. V'yosu v'sheimu m'pnei achur, v'afilu shir b'peh al ha'yayin, asur, שנאמר בשיר ואיש יין, וכונו אבו כל ישראל, לא אם אבו בתשבוכי, זה שיר של מידוי, זה שיר חזק של בורכו, על היין. Now, so this is מחד, but the more he passes like thesis, ויש לי, דווקא מי שרוגל בהם, כדי המלוכי, שאין לי משיך לי בכל שיר, אבל אין לי מסמיש, but otherwise it's mutter, even בכל שיר. Now, the Mechaber passes like Rambam, and the Ramo passes like Jesus. And then the Ramo also mentions that it's called everybody. The Chimin Zerach Mitzvah, Gigim Beis Chosin Mikale, Hakel Shom. Hakel Shom. Anyway, but the Rambam says that this is there. Whether it's a Nisa Dachin Beis Mishte, or Shim Shaloi Beis Mishte, is because of Averes Alechot. Of Averes Alechot. Now there is a Gemara in Seite, Thank you. Gemara says that from Cheson with Aleph, Omer Abune, Zimre di Nagde Udat Keshor, the Gardolios, Zimre di Nagde, Meshri Svini is the heaven, the sun that is resorted to by the sailors, so that is Mutter. She'eino yelom zalzom b'lachta, because it's done for the purpose of instilling energy in them. U'didakere, and also u'didakere, she'nizamlin b'shor shachirshi, those who plow with the oxen, who plow with the land. So they sing. Ve'eino yelom lechavetis hashmorin l'talmeyes, she'eino chenekil hashir, d'yorah. For the Gavoye, those who are involved in weaving, any of is chayik. So that's awesome. So here, it's another reason. That has nothing to do with Avil Zachum. Because as far as Avil Zachum, so as far as singing is concerned, so I call it all the shame. Even the Rambam is the biggest machia. So it's Mutter showing the Bisham Shtoyes. So it's only the Bisham Shtoyes that Zimri is also. And here he says that the songs of the weavers, so that is also. So that's another Issa, that's not based upon the whole. So what kind of Issa is that? This is an Issa because the song is a frivolous song, in words, because that was the Mitzvahs. I mean, the songs that were chanted by the weavers were frivolous songs. So that is also all the time. In other words, rock and roll singing is also under all circumstances. Even Shalom is a story. Only something that has a serious motive. So is Mutter Shalom is a story. And is a story is even something that is serious. Is also because of Avilas and Hope. But anything that has a frivolous motive or is conducive to frivolity, so that is also under all circumstances, even Shalom to be some shit. Now, the Rambam, I asked you to go over the Rambam Kesh HaMishni Noves. But there's also Jewish Rambam. I don't think that I mentioned that. Jewish Rambam. Irish Chodalet. Shailo Maharam Tzeva. Hamuta Mishmeva Shiro. Im Shirei Hoezo. Ho Arbi. Vizem. Shirei Hoezo means probably war. I mean, the Arabs had certain songs that glorified the glory of certain people. So, Hachumen, Yodua She'etzem Hazemar Van Guni Kulo Masir. Afiru Inim Malay Milinqua. Not after you say words. Just a meeting without words is also Leimo Zal Utne Bishoma Zimra Teoki. Now, here the Rambam doesn't discuss Avilas and Chol.